الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس، والله يحب المحسنين. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: والذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش وإذا ما غضبوا هم يغفرون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كظم غيظا وهو قادر على أن ينفذه دعاه الله سبحانه وتعالى يوم القيامة على رؤوس الخلائق، وحتى يخيره من الحور العين ما شاء، كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال: أوصني. قال: لا تغضب. وفي رواية قال رجل للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا رسول الله، أوصني وأقلل. قال: لا تغضب ولك الجنة. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, inshallah, you will find in many places of the Quran, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking an oath. So example, you will find wattur wa kitabin mastur, you will find noon wal qalam wa ma yasturun, you will find wattini wa zaytuni wa turi sinin, la uqsimu bihada albalad wa anta hillun bihada albalad wa walidin wa ma walad. So you will find multiple qasams in the Quran. But wherever you have a qasam, afterwards you will have the response to the qasam. So example, you will find a qasam in La Uqsimu Bihada Al-Balad. In that surah, Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam of Makkah Mukarramah, number one. And Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam of Wa Walidin Wa Ma Walad. Walid Wa Ma Walad is Sayyidina Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam and Sayyidina Ismail Alayhi Salaam. Because they are the ones who habitated Makkah Al-Mukarramah. So Allah Ta'ala first is taking a qasam of Makkah Mukarramah, and then the qasam of those who habitated the area, Sayyidina Ismail, Sayyidina Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam. And then after that, there is a response to the qasam, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. Most certainly we created the human being, every insan we created in hardship, in difficulty, in toil. In other words, Rasulullah alayhi salam is being comforted in La Uqsimu Bihada Al-Balad. Rasulullah is being told, oh Muhammad alayhi salam, you're going through difficulty in Makkah Mukarramah. You are not the only one who is going through difficulty. Yes, your difficulty may be to another level, but every single individual goes through some sort of toil, difficulty, struggle, tension, anxiety, difficulty during the course of your lifetime. And the dalil for that is, look at Makkah Mukarramah. Makkah Mukarramah was not habitated easily. There is a lot of sacrifices of Ibrahim, Ismail, alayhi salatu wasalam. Makkah Mukarramah itself is a dalil of the sacrifices that were given. So inshallah, today my topic is completely different. I want to share with you, number one, the Quran, where he takes a qasam of wal-layli idha yaghsha. Wal-layli idha yaghsha, after wa-shamsi wa-duhaha, before wa-duha wal-layli idha saja. You got wal-layli idha yaghsha. What is the jawab qasam? What is the response to the qasam there? Allah Ta'ala says, inna sa'yakum lashatta. Your efforts are diverse. Your efforts are diverse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed a human being two pathways. As Allah says, in La Uqsimu Bihada Al-Balad, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, it's referring to نَجْدُ الْخَيْرِ وَنَجْدُ الشَّرِ. We have shown you طَرِيقُ الْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِ. One is a pathway that will lead you towards good, and one is a pathway that will lead you to evil. So the way Allah Ta'ala has created insan, very, very different. And everyone's efforts in this world is going to be diverse. Now, the hadith that I quote before you, it's a hadith mentioned by Imam Bayhaqi rahimahullah in his kitab Al-Qada wal-Qadr, on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri is an Ansari Sahabi. He was a young Sahabi. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri is a young Sahabi. I want to share with you his hadith, inshallah, but I will come to the actual topic that I want to share for today's khutbah, inshallah, which is a very, very important topic in our times. It's even more so important. But before I go on to that, the way our efforts are diverse, and you know, everyone takes a different pathway. There's a hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah. If I remember rightly, Imam Muslim also has quoted the hadith from Sayyidina Abu Malik al-Ash'ari, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Malik al-Ash'ari. He mentions a hadith where Rasulullah alayhi salam says, كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَغْدُو فَبَائِعُ النَّفْسَهُ فَمُعْتِقُهَا أَوْ مُوبِقُهَا. Rasulullah says, every individual wakes up in the morning, and you go and you are a businessman in the morning. Everyone. You may not be a businessman, but in terms of the Akhirah, everyone is a businessman in terms of the Akhirah. And then what does the Messenger of Allah say? You either buying yourself or you are either destroying yourself. You either buying with your efforts, you either buying Jannah. Or with your efforts, you are either buying Jahannam. So this is what the hadith of the Messenger of Allah says. Now come to the hadith of Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. Young Sahabi, but mashallah, very, very intelligent. He's narrated many, many a hadith from the Messenger of Allah. So the hadith, Rasulullah says, Ala inna bani Adam khuliqu ala tabaqatin shatta. Bani Adam are created with different temperaments. Bani Adam are created with different temperaments. And then he goes on to the hadith, and there are two parts to the hadith that I would like to share to you. Number one, the Messenger of Allah says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُولَدُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيَحْيَى مُؤْمِنًا وَيَمُوتُ مُؤْمِنًا. There are those individuals, you are born a believer, you die a believer, and you live as a believer. Alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala make us amongst them. Number two, the worst of the creation, there are those who are born, مَنْ يُولَدُ كَافِرًا وَيَحْيَى كَافِرًا وَيَمُوتُ كَافِرًا. They are those who are born kafir, they die kafir, and then they live a life of kufr. Number three and number four. Now this is where it gets. Minhum man yuladu mu'mina wa yamutu mu'mina wa yahya kafira. Sorry. Wa minhum man yuladu mu'mina wa yahya mu'mina wa yamutu kafira. You are born in a Muslim home. You have iman when you come. You live a life of iman. Before you die, you are deprived of iman, and a person goes without iman. May Allah Ta'ala safeguard us from being amongst them. Then you got that, those individuals that are born kafir, live a life of kufr, but they die on iman. They die. How many people at the age of 70, 80 embrace Islam? Okay, and a few days after that, okay, they are, mashallah, they've read the kalima and they die. You have that. Then the Messenger of Allah says, this is the focus of my talk, inshallah. And I don't really have, the time is very, very minimal. Inshallah, I'll try and finish on time. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, in regards to the temperament and the mizaj of people. What did Rasulullah say? There are four categories of people. See, today, what we are going through today, America, Iran, Israel, if you boil it down, it comes down to two fundamental things. Number one, you got ego. No one is backing down. Number one, you got ego. And number two, you got the concept of anger. One is angry over the other. And in that, you know, some people, the people right at the top, they are not bothered how many people are suffering. He's only now concerned. Why? Because gasoline prices and oil prices or petrol prices in America have now reached $5 a gallon. That's why he's got concerned. Why? Because what will happen to my premiership and what will happen in the November election? What's going to happen in the November election? No, you know what we are now going through? Okay, it's not looking good in this country as well. We are going through the same, mashallah. Trump's best friend is, you know, he's getting a landslide. I don't know, wallahu alam, you know, in the council elections, how many seats they had in the last election? I think they had one. They had one. Currently, as the state stands, I think he's already gained 391 seats from the ones that had been declared and still counting. So we are not going through, it's a very, very difficult time. Rasulullah ﷺ mentions four categories of people, and he is mentioning the temperament of the human being. What did Rasulullah say? There are those individuals, mashallah, he's the best of all four. Number one, they get angry very late, and their anger disappears very fast. This is the best of all the human beings. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, بطيء الغضب. That means, you know, it takes him a lot of time to get angry. He does not become angry fast. بطيء الغضب, but سريء الفي. His anger dissipates and disappears and vanishes very, very easily. That individual is the best. Who is the worst? The one who gets angry, سريع الغضب, بطيء الفي. This is a complete opposite. A individual who gets angry very fast. But then that individual, his anger lasts for a very, very long time. His anger lasts for a very long time. So this is the best and this is the worst. So these are two. Then you got number three and number four. One is the one who gets angry very fast. He gets angry very fast. This is not good. But then his anger vanishes very fast as well. So that individual is one good trait and one evil trait. The Messenger of Allah says, one fends for the other. Tilka bitilka. So he's got one good trait, he's got one evil trait. Then you got one individual who gets angry very late. He gets angry very, very late. But then the anger also goes very late as well. So again, one for one. So now, me and you, what we need to realize, what we need to understand, is the concept of anger today is breaking many, many marriages. It is breaking many, many marriages. When you go home, shaitan will make you see all the flaws of your wife. So mashallah, you know, you go inside your home and one child is ready, the other child is not ready. One room is mashallah well made and the other room is not made. Mashallah, you did not like the salan and the curry that was made. It was not to your liking. Maybe something else. Shaitan makes you only see the flaws of your wife. And those things that, you know, shaitan wants to make you angry. Shaitan wants to make you angry. Look at the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. See, we're not saying you don't get angry. Rasulullah alayhi salam got angry himself. But inshallah, I'll mention that in the end, but not this moment in time. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, you tell me, how did the people deal with the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in Makkah Mukarrama, subsequently the Jewish community in Medina Munawwara? I don't think you will find, the only time you will find a curse of the Messenger of Allah against the kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama or the Jews of Medina Munawwara or, you know, anyone else. It's when they violated the connection of the Messenger of Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the time that the Messenger of Allah salam, used to get angry. It's a hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in the chapter where he mentions about the difficulties that Rasulullah went through during the lifetime. In Makkah Mukarrama, Rasulullah was performing salat around the Ka'batullah in the area of the Hatim. And Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt, he brings some intestines of an animal, of the camel, and he puts it on the back of the Messenger of Allah salatu salam. And Rasulullah salatu salam, after completing his salat, he says, Allahumma alayka bi Quraysh. Oh Allah, you deal with Quraysh. Oh Allah, you deal with Quraysh. Allahumma alayka bi Amr ibn Hisham. Oh Allah, you deal with Abu Jahl. Oh Allah, you deal with Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt. Oh Allah, you deal with Utba, Shayba, Rabi'a. Oh Allah, you deal with Umayya ibn Khalf. Rasulullah made that dua. On the occasion of Khandaq, Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam in total missed four salah during the occasion of the Khandaq. You know when the trenches were made and the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah surrounded Medina Munawwara, there were 10,000 individuals who came. At that time as well, Rasulullah only made dua. Why? Because he was not able to perform salah. Rasulullah, on one day he missed the Asr prayer, on the other day he missed Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib. He was not able to read because of the bombardment of the arrows coming from the kuffar side to the other side of the trench. So they were not able to read Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib in one day because of the intensity of the arrows that were coming to the other side. But the only time you will find in the life of the Messenger of Allah where Rasulullah was upset, he was angry, was when his connection was severed. Otherwise, for me and you, we need to learn how to control our anger. We're not saying you don't get angry. No, because, you know, this is human nature. You will get angry. And inshallah, I'll tell you a few stories in regards to the Sahaba themselves. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam got angry. Yes, but for the sake of deen. But when it comes to our everyday lives, we need to really learn. Okay, we need to control our anger. Just a few things, inshallah, in regards to... Imam Bayhaqi rahimahullah, I'm sorry. Rasulullah, one sahabi came to the Messenger of Allah salatu salam, and said, Messenger of Allah, this is a hadith I quoted in the beginning from Sayyidina Abu Huraira, mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. One individual came to the Messenger of Allah and said, Messenger of Allah, advise me. This is one of the hadith that Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah has also mentioned in the Arba'een. In the 40 hadith collection. Allama Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali rahimahullah in his collection as well. So it's a beautiful, beautiful hadith, but it is so short. The only thing Rasulullah said, La taghdab. Don't get angry. In other words, try to learn and control yourself. But the sahabi said, Messenger of Allah, faraddada mirara. He's repeating the same words over and over again. Messenger of Allah, I ask you for advice, but not that brief. The advice of the Messenger of Allah was just la taghdab. Don't get angry. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was asking over and over again, Rasulullah said, la taghdab walakal jannah. You give me a guarantee, you will not get angry, and I give you guarantee, Allah Ta'ala will give you jannah. Allah will give you jannah. How many divorces, how many marriages are ending up with divorces? Why? Because of anger. Because of anger. 3 days ago, one individual called me, three days ago. And so it was a lady that called me. She said, my husband gave me 9 divorces. This is the days of Jahiliyyah. This is where Rasulullah said, you know, the second Jahiliyyah will come back. We are currently living through a second Jahiliyyah. So she says, my husband gave me talaq 9 times. And now he's saying, I was angry. So I said, MashaAllah, who gives his wife divorce when he says to her, MashaAllah, today I'm so happy with you. By the way, I divorce you. Because I'm so happy with you. You go your way, and I'll go my way. Who gives a divorce when you are happy with your wife? So this individual now, the husband is still living with the wife, and he's saying, I gave it in anger. And so there are some scholars who have told me that there is no talaq. There is no talaq. MashaAllah, you know... How many cases in the life of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, divorce given in anger will constitute a talaq? Okay, there is no two ways about it. Maybe, wallahu alam, there is an opinion of Allama Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. Okay, but that is to a degree where you are so angry that you become mad, you don't even know what is happening around you. So you are classified to be mentally disturbed, unwell at the time, and this is why a individual uttered what he uttered. You ask that individual, do you know what was happening? And the individual will tell you, yes, I knew what was happening. Then in that case, the divorce will be applicable. How many marriages today are ending up in divorce? Why? Because we are not able to control our anger. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu was sat with the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. One individual came into the gathering. Sayyidina Abu Bakr was there, the Messenger of Allah was there, and there were many other people. One individual came and started abusing Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr had his head down, he didn't say a single word. The individual continued and he said it again. The third time, Sayyidina Abu Bakr could not control himself. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr responded by, in a similar way, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he responds. Rasulullah stood up and he left the gathering. Sayyidina Abu Bakr followed the Messenger of Allah and said, Messenger of Allah, you know what he said to me? Was I not within my right to answer back to that individual after he has abused me to the level that he did? Messenger of Allah, why did you walk away? So what did the Messenger of Allah say? Oh Abu Bakr, every time that individual was saying something, Sayyidina Jibreel was responding on your behalf. The moment you said something, Jibreel left. This is why I also excused myself as well. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, the hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, in Sahih Bukhari. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab is distributing the booty. And mashallah, what a man. Sayyidina, we should read the biography of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. Especially if you are in a position of leadership in a masjid, in a committee, or any position of leadership, a individual must read the biography written by Ali Muhammad Sallabi of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. This is a man from Lebanon. He's a great scholar from Lebanon. And he's wrote a biography of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, Sayyidina Uthman, Dhun Nurain, and then Salahuddin Ayyubi. Ayyubi. He's mentioned, he's wrote a biography of all of them, Ali Muhammad Sallabi. So we should read that kitab. One individual came to Sayyidina Umar and he says, Ya Umar, O Umar, you are not fair in the distribution of the booty. You are not fair and you have done zulm in the distribution of the booty. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab became very upset. He became very angry. Became very angry when youngster came and he tapped Sayyidina Umar on his shoulder and he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Allah ta'ala, you know, the people of taqwa, الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ, the people of taqwa are those who spend in the path of Allah, those people who are able to swallow their anger. That's why you have another hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam says, من كظم غيظا. If you are able to control your anger, swallow your anger at a time when you have the capability of responding back in a good manner. MashaAllah, you know what they say, a set of anger? A person knows how to, he only knows one language. You only know English. But when it comes to swearing, you know, you can swear in four languages. People know, mashallah, when they get angry, when you get angry, you can swear in Chinese, in Wallahu Alam, Russian, in Gujarati, in Bengali. Okay, you can swear in Urdu, you can swear in multiple languages. So the Messenger of Allah says, anyone who is able to swallow your anger at a time when you have the ability to take revenge, Allah will call you, summon you on the day of Qiyamah in front of everyone, and Allah Ta'ala will tell you, you know, people have two hurs and two celestial brides of Jannah. Some people will have more, some people will have more, but you can take whoever you want. Why? Because of the control of your anger and you usurping your anger, you can take whoever you want. You know, in the Torah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, obviously it's in the Hebrew language, okay, but it's translated into Arabic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's quoted in the Torah, اُذْكُرْنِي حِينَ تَغْضَبْ أَذْكُرْكَ حِينَ أَغْضَبْ. What does that mean? You remember me when you get angry, and I will remember you when I get angry on the day of Qiyamah. If you can control your anger, usurp your anger, you believe me, it will save, inshallah, hopefully it will save your marriage, it will save, you know, how many children are losing out because of the ikhtilaf and the jagra and the argument and the separation of husband and wife. So this is why you have to be very, very careful. Sayyidina, you know, mashallah, one day, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam and Iblis, they met. Iblis and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam, they meet. So Iblis says to Musa alayhi salatu salam says the other way around. Iblis says to Musa alayhi salatu salam, you know, can you ask Allah Ta'ala if Allah will forgive me? So Musa alayhi salam feels this is Iblis asking me, so I should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu salam reads two rakat salat and makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Oh Musa, he is lying. You know, if I grant him, you said, if he does tawbah, or he will never do tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying he will never do tawbah. But no problem, I will accept his tawbah. There's only one condition. From Allah, there's only one condition. What is the condition from Allah for Iblis? He has to prostrate before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's grave. Because that is what made him mardood and rejected in the sight of Allah. Aba wa stakbar wa kana min al kafirin. For me and you, is a huge lesson. Huge lesson. Iblis says himself, O Bani Adam, I got rejected and I became mardood for rejecting one sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of Adam. How many sajdas are you neglecting every day if you are not performing salah? Just imagine you are me and you, we have 17 rakats. 17 rakat farz. Every day you got 2, and then 4, and then 4, and then 3, and then 4. I think it works out to 17. So 17 rakats, how many sajdas in 17 rakats? You got 17 rakats, how many sajdas do you have? 34. You got 34 sajdas. We are rejecting every single day. We are rejecting 34 sajdas before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, khair, Musa alayhi salam came, and you know what Iblis says? Iblis says, لَمْ أَسْجُدْ لَهُ حَيَّا أَسْجُدْ لَهُ مَيِّتًا. I did not prostrate before Adam when he was alive, and now you're telling me I'm going to prostrate whilst he's dead? So in other words, Iblis, he refused. But look what Iblis says to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Iblis says to Musa, because you at least ask Allah Ta'ala to convey a favor to me and accept my tawbah, at least because you asked, I want to convey the favor back. And what do I want to say? He says to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam, if the people can control themselves at three junctures, if people are able to control themselves in three junctures, then I will not have power over them. Number one, indal ghadab. Number one, indal ghadab. Iblis is saying, if you are able to control yourself at the time of anger, you go home, mashallah, on a Friday, you expect the wife, she's a housewife, she hasn't done anything at all. You know, you get angry, why? Because I've worked the entire day, and mashallah, there's no dal chawal on the table. Okay, there's no biryani, there's no food, no food to your liking, and a person becomes angry. Number one, if you can control yourself at the time of anger, Iblis is saying, I will not have control over him. Number one. Number two, when an individual goes out in the path of Allah, a mujahid who goes into the battlefield, or a student goes into the field of knowledge, and I remind him, what will happen to your family in your absence? Number two. This is when you want to control yourself as well, when Iblis comes and says, you should not be doing this. And the third occasion where he says, I will control, it's when an individual is alone with a young girl. When a young boy is alone with a young girl, meaning now, mashallah, everyone is young. Until you're 99, you're young. No one deems themselves to be old until you are in three figures. So until 99, you are young. What did Sayyidina Umar say? When two bones meet, old bones, he says. When two old bones meet, the third one is shaitan. And even the elderly, they will be inclined towards one another. At that time, if you can control yourself, and what you want to do, don't ever have that opportunity whereby you are alone in a room with another individual of the opposite gender. Don't put yourself in those difficult situations whereby you are going to suffer. Khair, inshallah, I don't have the time. But you know, when you get angry, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, just read that, inshallah. Number one. Number two, you do wudu. Number three, have a glass of water. Number four, okay, stand up and read salat. Number four, number five, sit down and change your position. And number six, you know what the Arabs say, mashallah, when you get angry, okay, the last resort is people will say, صلوا على محمد. Sallu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani convey durood upon the Messenger of Allah. When someone is very angry, Arabs remind one another, okay, convey durood upon the Messenger of Allah, inshallah that will remove your anger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Much more to say in regards to the topic of anger. May Allah grant us the tawfiq, inshallah, to try and control ourselves, our tongues. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاح هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, just a few announcements, inshallah. Saturday, 16th of May, there is a Muslim teens sister circle. So 16th of May, from 4:30 to 6:30 in Harlow Islamic Center. Registration is required. Please do urge all our sisters, inshallah. And I think it must be on the Harlow Islamic Center group as well, inshallah. So this is 16th of May, next Saturday, 4:30 to 6:30. It's a sister's circle, inshallah. Please encourage our sisters to come, inshallah. Brother Mudassar has requested for dua for his mother, who is in hospital. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant a very healthy and speedy recovery. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant what is best for them, inshallah. Brother Umar Shabir has lost his mom in Pakistan. Please make dua for her. Allah ta'ala grant her elevation in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her Jannah. Allah ta'ala accept all her good deeds. Allah ta'ala overlook all her mistakes, inshallah. Grant sabr to the family, inshallah. And then our one sister, just before Jumu'ah, found her father, Haji Ayyub Mia, passed away on Monday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Allah ta'ala grant elevation. Allah ta'ala grant, make all the matters after death easy for them, inshallah. And all our brothers, sisters, inshallah, wherever they may be, wherever they have passed away, all those who are suffering, may Allah ta'ala remove their sufferings. May Allah make it easy for them, inshallah. And if anyone would like to give qurbani, please do so, inshallah. In India, it's £120. In Pakistan, it's £380. And there are many other qurbanis that you can give, inshallah. Abdul Khalik, and we have many other brothers, mashallah, that are going for Hajj from Harlow Islamic Center. We make dua for them as well collectively, inshallah. May Allah grant all of them a Hajj Mabroor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, inshallah, and Allah ta'ala bring them back safely, inshallah. Those who haven't done Hajj, may Allah grant you tawfiq, inshallah, in the coming years before you die, inshallah, to go for Hajj, inshallah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين اللهم صل وسلم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. As you know, Seeds of Goodness doing the collection and performing the Eid Adha Rubani in Gaza, and I don't think you are willing to hear the amount of the Eid in the price of the sheep in Gaza, which is over 2,700. Inshallah. So we need the people who are equivalent to Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan and Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhum to be able, which is the rich people, the people who they can afford to pay. Other than that, I can advise that you brothers, you can do the Eid Adha Sunnah wherever you can, and enough to buy a whole sheep for yourself and for your family to perform the Sunnah. As well, you can share in the Eid of Adha of Gaza by 1 kilo or 2 kilo or whatever you can. So a sheep of 2,700 is around 45 kilogram. So you can divide it and do some mathematic work and see what you can provide. It's our duty to support them, for them to stay in there. Because trust me, brothers, if the people of Gaza, they fled Gaza, so we should be all ordered by Allah to go there and try to claim Gaza back. And I think that is more than 2,700. So I ask Allah to use us in the khair always and to accept from you all. And jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Inshallah, one last announcement. Inshallah, some people are parking downstairs in the visit area car park. They're parking in such a manner the locals are getting blocked. If your car, if you get a ticket, if you are towed away, this is not the situation of the Muslim. You should not be parking in this manner. You rather either come for the second Jumu'ah, but please do not trouble the people around the area, because otherwise we don't know. Maybe everyone will get blocked, and everyone will get banned from parking there. Some people are blocked there, and they block the cars. They just can't leave.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله، أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس، والله يحب المحسنين. معشر المسلمين، اتقوا الله عباد الله، واعلموا أن الغضب جمرة من الشيطان يفسد العقل ويوقع الإنسان في الندم والقطيعة والظلم. وقد حذرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الغضب، فقال لرجل استوصاه قال لا تغضب، فردد مرارا قال لا تغضب. عباد الله، الغضب مفتاح كل شر، كم فرق بين الأحبة وقطع الأرحام، وأوقع في المعاصي والآثام. والقوي الحقيقي ليس الذي يغلب النفس، وإنما الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس الشديد بسرعة، إنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. فينبغي للمؤمن أن يستعيذ بالله من الشيطان، وأن يسكت، وأن يتوضأ، وأن يغير حاله، فإن كان قائما فليجلس، وإن كان جالسا فليضطجع. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، وجاهدوا أنفسكم، وعودوها الحلم والصبر وكزم الغيظ. أقول قولي هذا، وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أيها المسلمون، من أعظم الأخلاق التي يحبها الله سبحانه وتعالى الحلم وكزم الغيظ والعفو عن الناس. والغضب إذا ترك بلا علاج أهلك صاحبه في الدنيا والآخرة. تذكروا يا عباد الله أن من كظم غيظه وهو قادر على إنفاذه وعد الله سبحانه وتعالى بالأجر العظيم والكرامة يوم القيامة. فالحديث الذي رواه الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من كظم غيظا وهو قادر على أن ينفذه دعاه الله سبحانه وتعالى على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة حتى يخيره من الحور العين ما شاء، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام يا أم فلنربي أنفسنا وأهلينا على الصبر والحلم، ولنقتدي برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فقد كان أحلم الناس وأعظمهم أفوى. اللهم إنا نسألك الحلم والأنات، ونعوذ بك من الغضب والطيش. اللهم أصلح قلوبنا، وطاهر ألسنتنا، وأصلح ذات بيننا، واغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولجميع المسلمين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم احفظ فلسطين وأهلها. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان، خصوصا في فلسطين وفي الشام وفي العراق وفي لبنان وفي إيران وفي السودان وفي اليمن وفي جميع أنحاء العالم. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك من الظلم والعدوان، واجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين. اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please fill in all the gaps in front of you, inshallah. Your garments above the ankles, your phones on silent. Brothers, please.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
سوى الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة صلاة. وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم، وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين، الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ، والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس، والله يحب المحسنين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم، سبحان ربي العظيم. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله، استغفر الله، استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب إليه. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم اشفنا ومرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا رب العالمين. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحيته منا فأحيه للإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفاه للإيمان. يسألون. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Brothers, sisters, inshallah, just a reminder, please leave quietly if you are leaving, inshallah. And if you have blocked anyone, please do move your cars immediately.